There's a snap. There's a kick. It is up. It is no good. No one missed.
I think we got a heck of a shot of winning. We beat anybody in the world, and I think we're going to win next Sunday.
Eli Manning stays on his feet, airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree.
For all you non-believers, disrespect us, talk crap about the defense like we ain't the third best defense in the league.
See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
Kirkpatrick. Enzo. Eric Decker holds it in. The Jets win in overtime.
And the New York Giants, given last rites by many in December, are the Super Bowl champs in February.
This is NFL Friday, going long on all news, reaction, and game picks for the Giants, Jets, and across the NFL on WFUV Sports.
Welcome back to another episode of WFUV's NFL Friday. I'm your host, Max Pitts, and I'm joined today by Owen Kelty and Brendan Shorey. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing great. Big win for the Yankees last night. I was at that game, and big loss for the Commanders. Love to see an in-division loss. They're also frauds. That's my take for the year, but I'm doing really good. It's a nice Friday, and, you know, ready for the weekend.
Yeah, doing great. Weather's great. My Texas Rangers are in town playing the Mets. I'm going to a couple of those games. Football is just a couple of days away after the game last night. Couldn't be better.
Yeah, not to stick on the baseball topic, but the Rangers did just sweep my Brewers.
Yes,
so
they
did. That wasn't a very good
yes,
thing
they
for
did.
Us. I don't know why you're trying to do that. You guys
are making the playoffs.
We are making the playoffs. We're absolutely making the playoffs.
Before we get into making this a nosebleed podcast instead of an NFL Friday podcast, the Commanders played the Packers last night, and goodness gracious, do my Packers look unbelievable right now. Do they look, I think they might be one of the best teams in the league right now. What are you guys thinking?
I mean, their offense was firing on all cylinders. Jordan Love, I kind of thought he was a fraud. You know, I was looking at, you know, that contract they gave him. I don't know if it was that last year, the summer, or was that the summer
last
before?
Year, yeah.
But he looked really good last night against a Commanders team that didn't look good. They didn't look great in week one versus the Giants. But, I mean, last night they looked terrible against the Packers. That defense with Micah Parsons, I know, Brendan, shout out you for just handing over. Thank you, Jerry. For getting Micah Parsons
after the game.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry, for getting Micah Parsons out of my division. Big fan of that. But Edgerrin Cooper, that guy went nuts. Every time I was checking, he either had a sack or he had seven tackles last night. But the Packers are a wagon.
Their defense looks really scary. I mean, you guys mentioned their offense, and they looked good out there. But this is a Commanders team who averaged, I want to say, around 28 points per game last year. They held them to 18. Jaden Daniels, I don't know if you want to call it sophomore slump this early into the season, but he looked very average out there because of what this Packers, not just what their front seven was doing and their pass rush, which is now arguably the best in the NFL, but unsung heroes in the secondary as well, locking up some receivers and making Jaden Daniels' life miserable.
Yeah, they really have just taken out almost every aspect of offense for both the Lions last week and now the Commanders. It was Lions, honestly, I wasn't very hopeful going into that game. I saw it as, all right, like, we're going to lose this. It's going to be fine. Things happen. But no, Micah Parsons, he also played 44 snaps last night, which is, I think it's, he played 29 the night before, so, or the week before, but he's playing a lot more. I mean, it looks like he's healthy, and when you have that guy on one side of the field, you kind of forget about the guy on the other side of the field. So it's making the Packers defense just so much stronger. I'm loving it. I know another person I wanted to talk about was Tucker Kraft, who's been unbelievable this season so far. I think he kind of gets overlooked often, but recently he's been showing that I can put up 100 plus yards a game and get you some field. And he had this one run. They threw it open field. He ran for 20 yards before anyone even got close to him. And then he went straight into a guy. I was like, hey, you could have just moved left, and that's a touchdown, and you're helping out my parlay. But we're not going to talk about it. But, yeah, no, that was. I think the Packers are looking like
best team in the NFC.
I would say this is the best team I've seen for the Packers since they won the Super Bowl.
Wow,
that's, and even then, I don't. I
that's
think,
high praise.
That's very
I think
high praise.
That team is still better, but like I think this season is definitely top of the division. And
you don't think this? You think this team's better than some of those like conference or NFC championship game losses with like Rodgers and Adams?
Yes.
Wow.
Mostly because I don't think before it was like it's because of Rodgers and Adams, and now it's like you have like
an actual defense.
You have like an actual defense. You're not just like scoring as much as you can because you know the defense is going to give up like 27 points. But no, I think it's a more well-rounded team right now.
Yeah, they have an insane amount of just like weapons in general. Like some of the got names aren't going to like they're not great like receivers,
even,
but there's
even
just
Golden,
so many.
Even
yeah.
Golden is taking
first round pick.
Yeah, first round pick. Didn't expect a lot out of him, to be honest.
Should have had a touchdown.
Should have had a touchdown.
Jordan Love underthrew him.
I know, that was rough. I was really excited for like the five
Jordan Love loves fourth down, just bombs down the field. It's like his it's like fourth and three, and he's like, here's a 40-yard pass that is not going to be anywhere near accurate.
Yeah, I think it's because he was under Aaron Rodgers for so long that he just is like he's like, yeah, that's second thought. I just need to chuck the ball.
I think that the disappointment, look at this game, like the Commanders' offense has been like I mean, the first game of the season, they had a bunch of misplays. Jaden Daniels missed a couple throws against the Giants that would have been touchdowns. And then this game, only 200 passing yards. And Terry McLaurin, they just gave him, what, $32 million a year? Two receptions for 27 yards last game. This game, five receptions for 48 yards. I mean, that's not enough out of a guy that's now the like fourth highest paid receiver in football. And then Debo, they traded it for him, only 44 yards from him. I mean, Commander's offense is supposed to be scary, especially with a weaker defense. Like their corners are a little weak, and revamped O-line with Laremy Tunsil. I mean, new O-line, they got killed last night, four sacks given up. Especially into the NFC East, it's gonna be hard for them, I think, to compete.
And they just crawl down the field.
Oh like, yeah, there's no explosive plays.
No, they're not.
That's what Terry's
momentum.
Supposed to be for.
Yeah,
what McLaurin's supposed to be good at, and they just haven't been executing that so far.
No, they literally crawl down the field. It's like they get a little momentum, and then they ruin it the next play.
They had so many holding penalties.
I know, that's saved, especially on defense. They had a lot of penalties on defense.
There was
last
one
night.
On that, I'm thinking of the Packers holding on the defense on that fourth down. But yeah, they were...
Both sides. I mean, Packers didn't play the cleanest, but I think they played still pretty good. But the Commanders, defense and offense, was just holding flags like left and right, and it was like, oh well, they just finally stopped the Packers from getting another first down. And then you look and there's a flag on the field, and it's like a guy who's on the complete opposite side of the field from where the play was happening. Play's already been going on. Like he's not gonna get involved in that play, and they were holding or they were whatever it was.
Marshawn Lattimore was getting torched.
Yeah.
he's always getting torched. Give him a game with Mike Evans, he's gonna end up getting put through like the crust of the earth. They still hate each other. I think the Packers, I mean, they're a wagon, and they're probably the best team in the NFC North. The Lions without Ben Johnson last week looked awful. So I think, I mean, the Packers might be the best team that besides the Eagles, who, I mean, I don't even know about the Eagles. I mean, they're still also a really good team, but I think the Packers, the best team, might be the best team in the NFC.
Can we also talk about the way that quarterbacks have been putting their bodies on the line so far? I mean, do you see the Jordan Love hit stick?
Oh
last
my
night?
Goodness, dude! I was like, "What are you doing?
Get down!"
Yeah, no, I was like
throwing shoulder.
Get down. Maybe hit a little spin move if you're feeling spicy. Why are you going shoulder into this?
Throwing
dude?
Shoulder too, right shoulder right into a
yeah,
not like, a corner, a safety.
And this is an injury prone person too. I was like, dude, what are you doing?
That one got me on my feet actually.
I got a little excited.
Fired up.
I got a little excited, but I was also just like,
why?
Like,
it's
what
game
are you
two.
Doing?
It's game two, and it's
like last year our season ended because you were injured most of the season. Like even in the playoffs, you're injured. And that's why you didn't play great.
You can't say it didn't get you a little straight. Excited, though.
Oh, got me stoked. It was actually. I mean, the fact that he didn't get hurt.
Was he was hurt in the playoffs, and he still destroyed Brendan's Cowboys. So,
there's no need for that.
Sorry, just had to bring that one up. Does it hurt every time you have to see like Micah Parsons like make a play?
I don't like Micah Parsons anymore.
Okay, what about
JS? Really
the
answer good
is
in
yes.
That Packers uniform.
He does look good in the Packers uniform,
especially those white helmets.
Yeah, that was the exact uniform. Text I got from my roommates as soon as they saw him on the field.
It looks good in a Packers uniform.
Yeah.
It just belongs on. It just belongs
it
there.
Sure.
I think he does. I think that's where he should be. It's where he should have always been. Actually, no, I'm glad that he came later in his career, because if he came right away, probably wouldn't be as good, because he'd be
Even developed by the Packers.
Yeah, he'd be developed by
the Packers. The Packers, the defensive. I mean, we're talking about the Cowboys. Malik Nabers is going to torch you guys this weekend, no, but that's kind of...
No, he's not.
No Deron Bland.
Trayvon Diggs is locking him up.
Oh, my God. That's not happening.
Diggs is clamping him.
How much money is going on Malik Nabers? Anytime touchdown score? All of it.
Zero. Zero.
The mortgage, the house. It's all going on Giants money line this weekend.
I don't know if the Giants... on Giants money line.
Giants money line.
You're bold. It's Giants. You're very
money.
Bold.
I think the Giants should, after last week,
I think the Giants should just be like, hey, let's just put the coolest quarterback out there.
Put Jackson Dart in. Or
no,
Jameis.
Dude.
Get Jameis out there.
I would rather have Jameis than Dart, just because I think if they put Dart out there at any point in the season, unless they are like 0-8,
which is just detrimental. It's very possible.
The schedule is unreal. Yeah. It's this week's Cowboys, then Chargers, then Chiefs. And then after that, it's
0-4.
Eagles again. Or
0-5.
Yeah, I don't see a win.
I think it goes Chiefs, Chargers, and then they get to play the Saints.
Okay.
And then right after that, they play the Eagles.
Okay, yeah.
And then the Broncos. And then the Eagles again. And then the 49ers. Then the Bears.
You guys could realistically win one game in your first
time. No, we play the Raiders. I think Raiders and Patriots are winnable games. That's really it.
You play the Raiders like the second to last week.
Oh God, yeah, it's over.
That might be Jackson Dart time.
That will be Jackson. That will be Jackson Dart time.
That's when Jackson Dart just needs to like wear like 8 chains to the game and just like
Orifarm. That's Orifarm, the way we're winning. And just last week of the season also is against the Cowboys too, which is gonna be.
Did he even dress last week?
He did. He's backup. He's Jameis is quarterback 3.
If they play him, I think it just hurts him. He has 2 veteran quarterbacks. I mean, I guess not 2 above him, but 2 in the locker room with him. They should 100% just let him.
I'd 100% rather see Jameis just go out there and throw 5 pick sixes than watch
and
whatever
just
Russ,
like some emo,
whatever
and
Russ
just
did
feel
last
like,
weekend. Yeah,
see Jaden Dan or not Jaden. Jameis Winston just like rip of like an 80-yard touchdown and then just like.
Yeah, just eat a W.
Eat the W.
Down the field.
This time he's feeding it to Jackson Dart.
Down 20.
That's every single game this year is going to be. I mean, I'm putting our first touchdown. I think it comes in week 5.
That's insane.
First touchdown. The Giants didn't score in three straight opening days.
You didn't.
Opening week 1, the Giants haven't scored 3 years.
Like
a touchdown.
The touchdown.
Okay. Yeah. I think it took last year. It took them a couple weeks to score a touchdown.
I remember that.
I celebrate every touchdown the same you celebrate a win.
I remember that.
It's an equal feeling.
Because like sitting in the one-on-ones, it'd be like, all right, let's talk about the Giants, and be like, I haven't scored yet. They'd be like, all right, let's go to the Jets.
The Giants
also bad.
I mean, this year
their offense was firing off in week 1.
I mean, Fields is trying to prove that it wasn't him; it was the Bears, and then it was the Steelers.
It wasn't bad for the Steelers.
Gary Wilson put one of my fantasy teams on his back last week, so I kind of love that from him. My teams are stacked. Every team stacked everywhere. I'm going to win every league until I lose them all.
I had one league this week where I ended up dropping 66 points.
So close to 6-7.
I know. It was like 66.5 or something. So like, does it round? Sure, but it doesn't count the same.
I had 190 in one league. I was putting up numbers.
That's insane. My team, like everyone, I think, underperformed by at least 10 points in that league.
That might be, honestly, a great segue, though, because for those listening, however many there are listening, we have our NFL Friday Fantasy League, and this week, Owen and I are actually facing off
in a game.
I don't have a win. I got smoked last week because I picked 4 quarterbacks to mess with Barrett, and then Barrett got Jaden Daniels, so... joke's on him, dude. He's not good this year.
You
should have traded one of my quarterbacks. He still has the opportunity. I mean, I might trade him. I might trade him McCarthy, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, McCarthy's unbelievable. You also still have Josh Allen.
I do have Josh Allen.
and Bryce Young.
And
CJ Stroud.
You still have 4.
I had Kraft. Kraft is like carrying my team right now.
Yeah, you have 24 points. It has you projected the win.
I know.
I kind of stopped. I mean, Tep McMillan, I don't know if I can keep starting him. I'm at the throw in Travis Etienne in there.
Is there
still yucky.
Is there anyone on the waivers right now that you guys are like, hey, like this is something I need to pick up?
No, the NFL stinks. There's like 8 good players. The waiver wire are terrible.
Especially in the 12-man league where it's like everything's...
Kenneth Gainwell is...
Like everyone has the backups. Everyone has the backups. Everyone. Like,
that's what I went to look at the waiver wire to do my weekly pickups, and I was like...
It's like guys on the practice squad.
I have all three of the Jags running backs on my roster. One of them's got to be good. No, right now, the top of the waiver wire is Daniel Jones for quarterback. Kenneth Gainwell is running back. I mean, this is atrocious. Braylon Allen, maybe. The wide receivers, you got Pop Douglas.
Christian Kirk is at the top of the wide receivers.
This is it's terrible. It's in a 12-man league with expanded rosters. You had to draft. You had to draft well. Otherwise, it's scary.
You had to not pick 4 quarterbacks.
Yeah. So. Whoever got who got Kyle Pitts? You have Kyle Pitts?
Let me check. I might.
That's,
I hope I do.
That's a league winner right there.
I have Ferguson starting. I don't have a backup tight end. No, I do not have Kyle Pitts.
I mean, my team last week got carried by Zay Flowers and James Cook in that Monday night game. Zay Flowers had almost 30. James Cook had like 25, which got me the win. Put me up 1-0. Brennan, what are you
He's
at right
not
now?
On a, I'm 0-1. You're not on a great start this week either, though.
Oh, yeah.
Owen isn't?
What?
No, you weren't.
Who are you playing?
I had Jacobs. He dropped 14.5 points.
Oh, boy.
Which was all right,
Who
but not
you
great.
Playing?
I am playing
That's
Isabella.
Wow, your team's terrible, Brennan.
Yeah, my team is not that bad.
Omarion Hampton? Why is the game at 10 o'clock on Monday?
He's the truth, because there's 2 Monday night games.
He's the truth. Why are we playing football at 10 o'clock on a Monday?
There's a 7 o'clock and a 10 o'clock.
Prescott, though. I think he'll be fine.
Dak is going to drop a million points this week.
Cam Little was my league winner. 14 points last week, kicker. He's going to drop
Arizona defense? That's a good defense to have.
Against the Panthers.
Yeah.
Oof. My team's looking up this week.
Bill's on the bench.
Bill dropped a stinker last night.
Bill did drop a stinker.
Bill dropped an absolute stinker.
But Bill is now a hot commodity with Austin Eckler, who's Achilles out.
Yeah, he is, and he's on my team.
Yeah, I have him on like 3 other leagues. Uncle Bill, need him. Bill's going to go crazy eventually.
Hold up, real quick. I'm looking at my trades. I see a little trade from Bradley.
What's the offer?
Uh-oh.
He wanted me to give him Josh Allen for Patrick Mahomes. Not giving up that early. Yeah. Actually, and then I tried to get Neighbors from Griffin, but
for a quarterback?
For a quarterback. For Stroud. I was trying to give him Stroud.
I have Drake May as my starting quarterback. He's playing Miami this week, so that's
just let me know who you want.
300 points right there.
Daniel Jones performance part 2.
Oh yeah.
My favorite thing to do in fantasy is to like trade right before you're playing someone, like even if you trade earlier in the week, and then like you use that guy
to beat them,
because they don't realize that you're playing them, and they're like, oh yeah, like it's actually a pretty good trade, like I'll accept that, and then they're like, who do I play this week? I was like, me. You just traded me your star quarterback. Boom, I'm gonna put him on my bench.
I don't even want him.
I don't even need him.
I think you need a fifth quarterback is what you need.
I think I do need a fifth quarterback. If anyone is open to a fifth quarterback trade.
Daniel Jones is out there. Daniel Jones is available.
I want to go pick him up.
Right so now. Is Russell Wilson if you really want him.
I'll pass on that.
Who doesn't want Russell Wilson? He's so bad. Oh, my God. I can't believe I have to watch Russell Wilson play football for my favorite team. He took 8 sacks last game. He literally would see pressure and he'd be like, tackle me. Please tackle me. He'd have Theo Johnson 40 yards down the field wide open. Right. No, please tackle me. I want a sack. I want to take another big hit. I want more CTE. Russ, get out of the pocket and throw the ball. Oh, my God. It's infuriating.
How much of that was the offensive line?
They're terrible, too. How has the offensive line been bad my entire life?
That was the
How is
biggest
that possible?
Takeaway.
How is that possible? Every year of my life since they won the Super Bowl, and that O-line wasn't even good, they've been bad. We drafted Evan Neal. Stinks. He's terrible. Oh, my God. I hate him so much. And I saw someone on Giants Twitter saying Evan Neal's good. What do you mean? He's so bad. Oh, my God. Sorry, I had to get that one off my chest.
Weekly Giants rant.
I hate Evan Neal so much.
That is what NFL Friday is
for. It's going to become a weekly pick.
The weekly pick is how bad can Evan Neal at least dress this week? No, Evan Neal's in street clothes on the sideline. Why 7th overall pick, by the way.
Why isn't he flipping burgers in the back in the kitchen?
He's terrible. The whole O-line's terrible. We got James Hudson III, We paid him like $12 million to do what? Oh, here you go. Go right by me. Go blow up Russell Wilson, please. And then you got Russell Wilson. Not even, he sees James Hudson as left tackle. Second he snaps the ball, he's like, all right, I'm going to get sacked. How about you look down the field? No more 5-yard routes to Wandale Robinson, who's also hurt. The whole team sucks. It's over. The season's over. I got Lydia tweeting about Daniel Jones being good. The guy sucks. Daniel Jones is terrible. The whole team's terrible. Fire everyone. Get rid of the organization. I can't even.
Week one underreactions.
I feel like the season's over. We started 0-1. I'm looking at draft picks.
I think another team whose season's over is the Chiefs.
Yeah,
they have
to
play the Eagles this week.
There we go. And then they
after
play the
losing,
Giants.
And then they play the Giants. So
in life on a Sunday night.
So at least they get a win in the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, they get to play the Giants. That's it. Wow, we're gonna be like 1-9.
And then the Ravens. Actually, Chiefs have a really hard schedule.
That didn't set in. The
Chiefs literally like go. Except for like the first 2 weeks, it goes like Eagles hard, Giants
easy,
Ravens hard, Jags, and then Lions, and then Raiders, and then they just go like back and forth between like
freeway
and like difficult.
And
no
Xavier Worthy, they might actually be.
And then they play the Cowboys, so like that should actually be a good game this year.
Cowboys are so good.
Oh, they play them on Thanksgiving.
So
yeah,
Chiefs Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
Get your popcorn.
The Cowboys
ready.
Are scream 9-8. Scream 9-8.
We are going better than 9-8.
All you have to do is make a playoff spot, though.
We're going better than 9-8. We are finishing at the very worst second in our division.
If you've learned
Commanders suck, dude.
Anything in playoffs these days, it's like as long as you make it.
Yeah, but the Cowboys aren't gonna like even you know they're losing in the first round.
Hey,
actually,
hey,
I would say every other.
We are a great regular season team, but you are
every
right,
team,
you are right
every,
in that aspect. We are gonna lose in the first round of the playoffs.
Every team has made it to the NFC Championship game. Since the Cowboys last made it. That means the Bears have made it.
They're the Packers.
The Commanders
of,
made it.
They're the Packers of
the first round.
Of football.
The Packers
are football.
No, wait. They're the Brewers of football. They're the Brewers of football. It's like you beat them. It's like you have a good shot of going pretty far in the playoffs.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
a good luck
you,
charm.
Once you play the Cowboys, if you see the Cowboys on your opening round in the playoffs, you're like, all right, we're going to the divisional.
I think Jerry books out, what is it, an 18-week season now? He books out 19 weeks. For the season because he knows we're not getting past that first round.
And then
playoffs.
Trades his best player. And at least you got
Kenny Clark.
Kenny Clark and
Hey, you know what? Saquon last week, 3.3 yards per carry. We stopped the run. Micah can't do that. Sorry to break it to you. Micah can't stop the run.
How many sacks did he have last week? He'd won.
One.
How many sacks did the Cowboys have last week?
One.
There you go.
Yeah.
There
we go.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Yeah, I think you're going to need people to rush.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy those two first-round picks, though. I hope you pick.
Yes, we are. You know what they are?
You have George Pickens, though.
They're draft capital to go get Arch Manning.
Why would you want? Okay, we're not going
to. I thought you just paid Dak Prescott.
That was two years ago.
Has a cap hit of next year of
$65 million. Why would you want
million
Arch Manning in any
And he's
any
worth
world.
Every penny of it.
Dak Prescott's worth $65 million.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
No one in the league is.
We should call Barrett in. Barrett can say what he wants to say.
Is he
about
a Saints fan?
He is a Saints
yeah.
fan.
Yeah. Oh, he's waiting for Arch Manning.
It's like a very he's like, granted, I'm a Packers fan from Arizona, but he's like a Saints fan. My dad's from Wisconsin, so.
Okay.
But like,
Saints
I've never understood him being a Saints fan because like everything else, he's Houston, like diehard
yeah.
Houston, like he's diehard. Actually, it's more just Astros. He's a diehard Astros fan.
He hopped on the Breeze bandwagon.
Dude, that's not a bandwagon. It's called being smart. I used to have a Drew Brees jersey when I was younger.
So you were also a victim to it.
No, my best friend was from New Orleans and his family.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Spencer Rattler's leading them to the first overall pick this year.
Arizona native Spencer Rattler.
Yeah. Giants are going to win a couple games.
From Pinnacle High School.
Think about last year. The Giants had the first overall pick in their bag, and they said, let's go beat the Colts. Let's start all of our starters and beat the Colts.
You know, did you know Spencer Rattler actually played basketball in high school as well with what's his name? The redhead guy who used to play on Golden State, now plays in Italy.
Oh, Pod?
Pods?
No, not Pods.
He's
the other guy. Isn't Spencer Rattler like a Hall of Fame bad guy, too?
I don't know.
Because he was on wasn't he on Last Chance U or one of those shows?
I don't know.
He might have been.
I thought he was like a Hall of Fame bad teammate at USC. I don't know. Spencer Rattler also is terrible. But the other option's Tyler Shuck.
Nico Mannion is the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You remember
they
when
basketball together,
remember when Spencer Rattler was so hyped up because he hit that 360 throw back in high school?
He was a stud in high school, though.
He was good.
Yeah.
And then but now he
didn't
just
pan out.
Arch Manning's also never going to enter the draft until the Saints don't have the first overall pick. He's just going to keep playing college until
he wants a star on his helmet. He wants to stay in Texas.
Yeah, no chance.
Are they even from Texas? Aren't they from like Mississippi?
They're from
the, oh, he's
they're
in
from,
Texas
they're
right
from,
now.
Louisiana.
Yes, he's from Louisiana.
They're like from New Orleans.
Oh,
yeah,
dang.
But he's in Texas right now, and he wants to stay there.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me have my delusions.
You're going to have paying Dak $70 million, CeeDee Lamb $40
million.
He
wants to stay in Houston.
CD deserves that.
CD? CD deserves $40 million to
yes,
get.
Yes, it does. He's 35.
How many drops did he have last game?
Four. But they're,
you guys could have won that game if
that
CD
is,
didn't.
That is his total amount of drops for this season. He's done dropping balls.
Yes,
guarantee it.
Every like fan ever is like, yeah. Dude, that was just an off game.
It was an off game. CD Lamb, man. He's never going to drop another ball.
It was an off game.
Never make a mistake ever again.
Until Dak gives him one hospital ball right over the middle and just kills him.
I will.
Like that Caleb Williams 2-for-1.
Oh, my God,
ball that
on
killed
DJ
him
Moore.
And DJ Moore.
Dude, Caleb, I don't know why people are hyping up Caleb
that
Williams.
That first drive, though, was pretty good.
Did you know Caleb Williams had 5 overthrows in that game?
That last throw was a throw. That was actually one of the worst throws I've ever seen to DJ Moore.
Oh, my God.
Wide open for a touchdown. He just threw it to a fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And also his fit.
That hurt me, too, because I have DJ Moore in fantasy.
That drip was so bad.
Oh, the shorts,
undershirt.
The loose short sleeve.
That also
shirt.
That throw would have hit my bet too. So
when you search up Caleb Williams, the first thing is it literally says, "Kurt Warner found surprise and fixable issue with Caleb Williams' accuracy."
He also has the same nail tech as Angel Reese.
Come on now,
two athletes dominating Chicago as Angel Reese is getting traded.
Yeah,
Caleb
she's
Williams
gone.
Sucks. I was so high on Caleb Williams.
Yeah, man, Chicago sports are back. Chicago sports are
Chicago
back.
Chicago sports are back. The sky.
And Lonzo Ball doesn't even play for the Bulls anymore, so that's they're gone.
Where is
gone.
Lonzo Ball now?
Miami?
No, I think he's on the Cavs.
Yes, the Cavs.
Yeah, he's on the Cavs now. So, yeah, Chicago sports.
Always on the up.
So back.
Go Packers.
All they got is the Cubs right now.
Yeah, and they're not even good anymore.
They're not even that
they
great.
Had a massive fall off.
Pete Crow Armstrong
and the Brewers
now.
Are keeping him in, dude. The Brewers. By getting swept by the Rangers, we're keeping them in. But we get to play the Cardinals this weekend, so that's
Yankee Sox tonight. Big series. We're gonna get swept
again. They play again
in
already.
Fenway.
Aren't they like 9-1 against you guys this year?
8-2, buddy.
8-2.
Eight
okay,
and two,
my
right.
fault. My fault.
Big win yesterday, though.
Yeah,
that was after game.
Great
it was
win.
Good.
But to avoid getting swept by the Tigers, it's just
I mean,
stuff.
Tigers are
divisions
like
in our hands.
Three.
One game out. Let's just keep losing. God, no, that'd be another rant.
You're only one game out?
They were. Now they're
oh
three.
Gosh. I didn't even realize.
Yeah, before the Tigers came to town.
Oh, dang.
And just crushed every Yankees fan's hopes and dreams.
It's Detroit, man. That's what they do. Except for the Pistons. Everyone but the Pistons do the opposite. They like, crush their season.
They crush their own hopes
yeah,
and dreams.
Yeah, they crush their own hopes and dreams. But, yeah, I mean, do you guys have anything else? I feel like
I think
we're.
That's it for me.
I feel like
we
tapped
my
out.
My football team sucks, so I got nothing to say.
All it is, Justin Fields is the face of New York football, but that's gonna do it for us today. As here is with Owen Kelty and Brendan Chorey. This is Max Pizza, and thank you for listening to another NFL Friday.